tell me when will you be mine? Tell me quando, quando, quando.
Earlier this year, a British guy named Simon McDermott posted a video of him driving his elderly dad around in his car. And the two of them are belting out the 1960s Italian pop hit, Quando, Quando, Quando.
When will you say yes to me? Tell me quando, quando, quando.
The video has been viewed nearly 2 million times because it is this beautiful interaction between this father and his son, which is all the more meaningful when you find out that Simon's dad, Ted, has Alzheimer's. What's also so great about this video is that Ted actually has an amazing voice, and this viral video has now led to a record deal for him. Simon McDermott joins us now on the line to talk about his dad. Hey, Simon, thanks for being with us.
I know, it's good to speak to you.
Has he, your dad, Ted, has he been a singer his whole life?
Yeah, he's sung since he was about 16 or 17, and he's just had his normal jobs, he's worked in factories and things like that, and then he'd always be singing on the side or doing like bits of pub gigs and everything. And then in the 70s, he became a Butlins Redcoat, which is like a holiday camp entertainer. Huh. He's always sung all my life. I think I just thought it was normal that your dad was always constantly singing, but constantly buying records, you know. It was his passion, really.
When did you decide to start making these videos?
Well, he was diagnosed in 2013, and he started to get a bit forgetful. And then earlier this year, I was upstairs listening to him sing, and he was singing Mike the Knife, and he got halfway through, and he forgot some of the lyrics. And I thought, oh, no, you know, if my dad starts forgetting the lyrics, that's going to be really horrible to hear. So I took him to a recording studio and just recorded some songs of him singing, so we had at least something to remember. Mm-hmm. And it was afterwards, we went for a drive, and we had his backing tracks on, and we ended up just singing along with my mum and my dad. I recorded it because it was such a nice day. It was such a fun time. And we was driving around singing Quando, Quando. And every time we finished it, he kept saying, play it again, play it again. So we played it again. We must have sung it about, like, you know, nearly 10 times. So I recorded it and then I put it on my Facebook. And that's it. One thing led to another, really. So
that's amazing. I mean, so he's got this record deal?
Yeah, somebody from Decca sent me an email. And he's like, do you want to meet up and just have a quick chat? And I was like, yeah, sure. He said, I'd really like to hear your dad sing with a band. And I was like, oh, wow, that'd be fantastic, because my dad would love to sing with a band. Mm. So he got them down, and it was with a Guy Barker Orchestra, which is a really famous orchestra. And we didn't know any of this, and we were blown away by it. It was like my dad's big dream to sing with an orchestra, so it was fantastic.
So how has music played into his diagnosis? What kind of tool has it been for you and your family in coping?
See, my dad's always singing, so him to sing is nothing new. I think it's more like we've realised it's a coping mechanism for ourselves. Mm. So that when he does go to places and he doesn't trust people and he gets a bit confused of like, and I can tell that he's looking at me as this thing, who are you, why are you in my house kind of thing. I can just say, right, let's go for a drive in this. And we go for a drive and we put the music on and then he's back to his normal self, really. Mm. And also, for me and my dad's relationship, you know, we've become so close in the last, you know, year or so, because we spent a lot of time driving around for hours on end singing, possibly. So that's probably why.
But do you have a favourite song you like to sing with him?
I mean, God, there's so many that I like to sing with him. Of course, like Quando Quando, I love singing that. And actually, the single that is out at the moment, you know, You Make Me Feel So Young, I really like that one, because it's quite, I can actually reach some of the notes.
You make me feel so young. You make me feel though spring is sprung.
Simon McDermott joined us on the line to talk about his dad, Ted, and singing songs. Hey, Simon, thank you so much for talking with us.
No worries. It was really good to speak to you.
I want to go play hide and seek. I want to go and bounce that moon just like a toy balloon. You